Let's go to the next section quickly. The gift of structural support. Couple keynotes here. Remember I talked to you about Pete Egoscue the other day? Most people have back pain. Most people have disease in their body, and we've talked about disease coming from toxemia, or a word that we use of poisoning ourselves is called auto-intoxication. We literally poison ourselves by our lifestyle. How many understand what that means based on this morning's or this afternoon's event? Say aye. But there's more than one source. Another source of dis-ease in the body is chemical poisoning. So a lot of foods we eat, and more importantly, the foods, the skincare products you use, the underarm deodorant you have, you cannot believe some of the things that are in there that get into your body and affect your entire lymph system, affect your body's ability to detoxify, and you have to become aware of those things. So chemical poisoning is not just the air and the water. The third source that happens is nerve impingement. Nerve impingement, another source of disease. So you say, well, I ate really well, what's the matter? You may be taking chemicals you don't realize, and you may have nerve impingement, which means, how many are chiropractors in the room? Several of the chiropractors in the room. They can tell you that your nervous system sends messages, and it does it through your spine, and it does it through a series of connections. Very often through adjusting our body, through doing various things, we have aspects of our body, aspects of our spine that become misaligned, and they put pressure on nerves. When the pressure's on those nerves, what happens? The natural nerve information and flow and energy does not continue. So you've got to be able to support yourself to become realigned so that the natural flow of information and of energy goes through the body. So this can be accomplished through a variety of different disciplines. Chiropractic care is invaluable in this area, and I really support it immensely. Now, not all chiropractors, just like not all anything, are perfect or great. You got to find somebody, you got to shop around and find somebody you really think, talking about their principles, what do they believe? Do they look at the whole body or just the spine? They just snap you around, they look at nutrition as well. I look for somebody like that. Massage can do this, but also there's certain exercises you can do that will align the body structurally. And Pete Egoscue is one of those people, but there are many different choices. The human body is designed to develop and maintain itself through motion. Through motion. If we are not moving, we are not using certain muscles, and most of us don't move enough, and that's where our structural problems come from. It's not that you're being whacked around so much as that you're not using your whole body. Secondly, human bodies compensate for a lack of motion, and very often to your detriment. So the body's got to come, you know, you're not using certain muscles to hold you up, it starts using other muscles. And then what I want you to know is that when the body is properly aligned, the head is over the shoulders and the shoulders sit directly over the hips and the feet are pointed straight ahead. So if you turn the page, you'll see what I'm talking about. See what an aligned body would look like, where all the information energy would come through you. And I want to show you just real quickly a way to find out whether you're aligned or not. Stand up. Shake your body out. Try this real quick. Put your notebook down. Take a deep breath in. Moan. Here's what I want you to do. Just jump up and down two or three times. Okay? Stop. Look down at your feet and see where they are. See if they're straight ahead or pointed. And then close your eyes and just stand there for a moment. And notice what begins to happen. Stand the way you normally stand. Do you notice anything? Do any of you notice any movement? If you do, say yes. Notice how many people notice you're all waving back and forth. You look like a bunch of waves in this room. Why are you waving? Open your eyes. See if the movement stops. Don't move. Open your eyes and see if you're still moving now when your eyes are open. Look around the room. Nobody's really moving now. You know why? Most of you are so out of alignment that you're constantly readjusting with your eyes. When I take your eyes away, you have nothing to do with it, so you're trying to find your equilibrium. Some of you are real extreme. Some of you are more minor, like this and this and this. Your eyes are open. You don't do that. So if you're moving around, I suggest you go immediately in the next 10 days and you find someone to help you get this aligned. Does that make sense? Because this will make a big difference. It's a really good test for you. And if you didn't feel much motion, do this. Just bring your leg up like so and then close your eyes and see what happens. Bring your leg up. No, get where you can balance where your eyes are open. Get where you're balanced where your eyes are open and then close your eyes and see if you stay balanced. Do it with your eyes open. That's good. Then close your eyes. How many do you not stay balanced when you close your eyes? Okay? So I can't teach you how to change all this right now. I can teach you this is a gift you must give yourself. How many want to commit within 10 days to seek out this kind of care? Say I. Sixth gift you got to give yourself is the gift of a directed mind.